Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. If I had a miracle cure that would guarantee you and your family living to a ripe old age whilst feeling vigorous, fit and fabulous, would you be interested? Well, I do. It's called Healthy Living. Hello and welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina Kerrick. Healthy Living for Families Made Easy. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. I hope you're feeling amazing. September now, temperature dropping a little bit. I am still swimming in the sea without a wetsuit. I'm not sure how much longer that is going to last. I saw a stingray yesterday. It was amazing. It was fabulous. It was wonderful. Question to you, do you do exercise that lights you up? Now, before we dive in and start chatting to Leah, I just want to tell you that I am doing yet another workshop. The autumn is like one of these times that seems to be so, so busy. And so I was looking at my calendar and thinking, oh, I want to do another workshop. Oh my goodness, it's going to be on October the 15th, which feels like tomorrow. So Monday, October the 15th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, from Stuck to Fit and Fabulous. And I will leave the link in the show notes. Now, if you can't make the live recording, the live session, there will be a replay and recording. So if you are feeling stuck and thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to apply this, then this is the workshop for you. Okay, today we are talking to Leah. Leah is one of the ladies in my Healthy You, Healthy Family program. And there's a couple of reasons to chat to her. Number one, I want you to be inspired and to understand what is possible for you. And when you listen to her, she has totally transformed her life. Now, when we talk about transforming our lives, I think it can be really easy to think, oh my goodness, transforming your life means moving across the world and changing everything. But no, everything stays the same except what you're doing and how you're feeling. And that's the real transformation, is how you feel, how you turn up, happiness, just enjoying your life. And yes, of course, losing weight and being healthy are an integral part, if you ask me, of being happy. So I want you to be inspired by her. Now, I think one of the things as well that a lot of people don't understand is the power of having a coach and how a coach really, really can change your life. So if you are sat there thinking, okay, I'm feeling stuck, I've heard Dr. Alina going on about how amazing my life can be, and I just want a little bit of this, then I did a video on my program. So my program is called Healthy You, Healthy Family, and it is for people who are really invested and really ready to make that change, to apply this stuff to your life. And I'm not just talking about, hey, a little change, which I'm going to stick to for a few weeks, and then I'm going to go back to normal. No, this is keeping you on track. This is for life. This is you doing it. But it's fun and it's easy and it's something that transforms your life, literally. So if you're interested in finding out more about my program, then number one, you can book a call with me and chat to me if you want to. But you can also watch this video as well, which really goes through everything and explains how it all works. So I will leave a link to that video. So let's dive in and see what Leah has to say about her transformation and her journey. Hey, Leah, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time and just chatting to me today. Do you want to just start by telling people a little bit about yourself and introducing yourself?
What should I say? So I'm Leah. I live in Connecticut and I run a medical practice. So I'm very busy. My kids are big, but my 19-year-old son still lives at home. So I'm not quite empty nested, but I'm at the point in my life where I can sort of set my own schedule and not have to worry about carpool and school buses and all of that stuff. So
hooray.
Yeah, hooray, so, indeed.
And you've been in Healthy You, Healthy Family group program for a year now. So congratulations. It's just been such an honor and a pleasure to watch your transformation and to work with you. But I'd like to take you back to the beginning and think about what challenges were you experiencing before we started work together? So physical, emotion, all of them. What did you want and what were you frustrated about?
So it's really funny to think about it, because back then all I thought was like, I'm fat and I don't want to be fat. And it's so funny to think that that's what got me here, because it really was so eye-opening. Our first conversation, I realized like, it's not just that I'm heavier than I want to be. It's that like my life doesn't look the way I would like it to look. And you kind of get to think, you get stuck in a rut thinking like, okay, I've got a great relationship. I've got a great kid. I have a job that I like. My family's great. My friends are great. Everything's great, right? But everything when we started talking, I realized like everything is not great. I am not living life to its fullest. Even with like all those boxes ticked, every day didn't look like fun or joy. It kind of was like slogging. I'll never forget the question you asked me was like, well, what do you do at night? And I was like, oh my God, this is so bad. I think I probably said that to you. This is so bad, but nothing. We go home from work. We come home from work. We eat, we drink a glass of wine, we crash out, and we kind of stare at our phone or a device until it's bedtime. And I said that, and it was like, that's terrible. That is not a life well lived.
I didn't say that. You said that.
No, I said it, but it was like, I hadn't thought of it, because again, I felt like, oh, my life is so fulfilled. I have these wonderful people in it who love me and who I love. And like, I just realized in that call, I am wasting my days. This is not how I want to look back in 10 years and say I spent, you know, some of the best years of my life. What should have been.
Definitely. And so we started work together around a year ago. And what changes have you experienced after working? So specific ones, emotional, physical, anything, any changes?
So, you know, of course, like I said, I came originally for weight loss, and the weight loss has happened. I'm not to goal. I care so much less than I thought I would, because I'm stronger, I'm fitter, sleep better, my clothes fit better, and I have the tools. So when I came to you, I was frustrated. And I remember telling you too, that I don't think it'll work. I've tried everything. And you're telling me like, it'll work and it's simple. I'm like, okay, lady, like talk to me in a couple months. And within a couple months, I had, of course, lost like 10 pounds, was feeling great. It was just, you lit a fire under me. It really resonated. You know, I was I think now of like how I played racket sports 4 times last weekend. But do you remember when I first came in, it was like, oh, I can't find tennis. I can't find this. I can't, all these excuses. And now, you know, I play tennis whatever, pretty much at will now that we're back in the season. Summer was different, but at least I had but that kind of initiative of even finding pickleball was something that came from my coaching. You know, I was very much, I think, just waiting for, oh, I have things I love, but if they don't fall in my lap, then it's not going to happen. And you were like, you love tennis, go make it happen. And I did.
You do love tennis.
I do. And, you know, so I started I found my tennis, started that, and that's great. And then I started, you know, I just started looking for light in life and things like, I loved what you said. Does it light you up? And all of a sudden I was doing all these things. I was taking a writing class. I hadn't written in probably 15 years. I started knitting, but that didn't last. But I went out and tried it. You know, I just made these changes that were huge, but felt so manageable with coaching. You know, I just felt sort of daunted by everything before I started. And now my life is totally different now. Totally different.
Perfect. And I think as well, like I see you sort of like taking the next step. And I think it's a journey that kind of evolves. Like, as you say, you start off going, okay, I want to lose weight. And then your goal becomes something else. And it's like, hey, I want to make this amazing life. And you just keep building and building. So one of the questions I want to ask you is about coaching, because I know that coaching is one of these really intangible things. And you kind of think coaches never tell you anything that you don't already know. And, you know, everyone always says, I knew that kind of thing, but now I'm doing it. And so tell us a bit about the experience, because I have coaches and I see they make me do things that I kind of thought I was doing before, but wasn't. What's your experience of being coached like?
I think it's that you it takes a, when you're just by yourself and you do know what to do, it's so easy to come up with excuses. You took away the excuses. Like what exercise, Leah, what exercise led you up? Tennis, but I can't find tennis because I work and everything around here is geared towards housewives. And you were like, no, you're going to find tennis. You're going to sit down and take time and do a Google search and find yourself some tennis. And I found more tennis than I know what to do with. Not only that, but it ended up being at the health club that I now love. You know, I found my this gym right around the corner from me, huge tennis center, and drop in tennis almost every day of the week, but also an amazing gym and the Pilates. So my Pilates came from there. You know, I had done Pilates before, but my weekly Pilates that I've been doing since November is at that gym that I found because you told me go find some tennis. So all the inertia had set in.
Yeah.
And you put things back in motion and you keep them in motion.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy, actually, the inertial motivation. I think that's, or momentum rather. I think that's a really good.
Because I can't say, you know, I won't pretend that there weren't, well, actually, it's not true because I would say there were dips, and but there really weren't dips in like getting my life back together and like going to sleep, putting your device down, doing things, living life. That didn't dip. That's been very consistent. I never sort of got back to like just sitting on my tush. But of course, like the weight loss things and the goals, that kind of thing ebbed and flowed. So I think knowing that I wasn't alone, knowing that, I mean, every time I came to you with like, what do? You had an answer. It's kind of magical. I remember I said to you, we're doing all these things in the evening. Now we're playing pickleball a ton after work in the late spring. And like, What do I do? Because we go straight from work to play and then we get home. It's 8 o'clock. It's too late to eat. I try to do my fasting. And you, like without a beat, you said, have a bigger lunch and take something light to eat right before. And I'm like, why couldn't I think of that? But I didn't. And you did. And that made a huge difference for us in that time. Because honestly, if you hadn't said that, we would just have like gone out to dinner after we played, eaten some restaurant meal, probably had a drink. And you know, end up blowing the whole thing. I think I'm going to have to pause. Sorry, I'll be right back, okay? Because I literally tried everything.
Okay, sorry, this just for the recording, there's been a little blip, but we're back now. So what made this experience different from other things?
I really think it's your real life, very simplified approach. Like nothing is fussy. Nothing is a set of directions that you have to follow. Nothing is something where you have to sit down and focus on it for 35 minutes a day. No, it's all, again, it's all things that you already knew, but you needed to sort of put, sorry, I keep getting distracted because I always have listened to whatever's happening here. I'm sorry. I totally lost my train of thought. Should we start over?
You were saying it's about like basically fitting it into your life.
Yes. So One is comprehensive because, again, I came originally for weight loss and there isn't that without getting the rest of things together. So, you know, I was always trying to address it in a vacuum, like without looking at any other part of my life, like take this pill, listen to this hypnotherapy, you know, follow this meal plan or whatever. Those things don't work because they don't address you as a whole person. You know, I feel like, it's twofold, but the whole comprehensive approach, but also the simplicity of, I mean, what could be, I think of the diets I went through when what resonated was fill your plate with vegetables and have the vegetables with the meat instead of the meat with the vegetables. Eat more fruit. Don't eat things out of a package. Like these things were so simple and they just make it so easy to follow. If you just do that, you see things change. If you stop adding so much salt, your body stops craving that kind. Like, I mean, every time I do the reboot, my cravings go away. Like, hello. Yeah. It's very simple. I think there's just so much knowledge that went into keeping it super simple that I guess I could say I intrinsically knew, but didn't know the importance of, like the salt thing, for example. That's huge. I would have said to myself, salt doesn't have any calories. So what difference could it make how much salt I put in my food? right? Not realizing that that still keeps my, it keeps my, my body craving certain things, craving more of that, craving this. The way that you explain it just makes it make sense, so that you don't have to figure it out. You just have to do it. That, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm word salading.
Yeah, no, I think it's easy and it fits into your life. And I always say to people, I can make it complicated if you want me to.
But that doesn't, like, complicated doesn't work. I've tried complicated.
Yeah.
I've tried complicated. I've tried oversimplified, like just eat steak and eggs or whatever. You know, none of those things are sustainable. They're not real. This is so sustainable. It also, I found after a very short amount of time that it became very intuitive, you know, that it just becomes the natural way that you eat. I think, you know, it's tough because I guess if you haven't always, like I always ate vegetables anyway, and I thought I was eating enough. So it's been enlightening to learn that the more vegetables you eat, the healthier you are, the better you feel, the more weight you lose. What I like that doesn't apply to me, but what I like watching you do is make people who aren't used to eating vegetables figure it out. That's pretty remarkable because a lot of people, especially, I mean, you might have noticed, you Americans did not grow up eating. You're probably horrified, but a lot of Americans don't grow up eating real food. But making that switch is key. And it's interesting to watch people do it and then say, like, oh, I started liking that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, or like, you know, they say, they're like, I wanted chips, but I ate a banana. And and like, and it happens and it's real and they're thrilled.
And I think for you, like when I look at your journey, I think you took to it like a duck to water. Like you were like, okay, I get this. I remember you going to Boston right at the beginning and having muesli with apple on top of it. And you were loving that. But other people have to, I mean, the truth is other people do have to work a little bit harder on it. But they do come out going, hey, I do genuinely like this food. It's not like with everything, it doesn't work if you force it. So you have to learn to like it, but you have to give it a chance.
Exactly. But I think that's a big part of the miracle that I've watched my you know, co-coachees make that evolution. And it's remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's life-changing for people.
It is. It is. So, well, on that note, would you recommend my coaching services to other people?
Oh my goodness. I just, anybody who feels like me, right? You maybe start off too fat, but you start looking at your life and think, it's not just too fat. It's too understimulated. It's too sedentary. It's too so many things that just don't fit the picture of life for you. Just get started.
I love that message. I love that message. And is there anything that you think that I could do to support you more?
Move in with me. No, I feel so supported. And that's another thing that surprised me because I thought, remember when I first signed up, and I'm really glad I went with the group because I love the group. But I thought like maybe I need to do the individual because I just thought I was such a lost cause. But I thought, and then you said, well, you know, even if you do the group and if you need help, reach out. But I haven't felt like I had to reach out to you very much because, like I said, it's plain sense. You know, it's very matter of fact. It's very British.
Yeah.
Like, here's what you need to do. Do it and stop making excuses. So I haven't needed the level of handholding that I thought I would originally need. I thought originally I would be like, bombarding you with emails every day. Thank you. But it's so intuitive and so rational and sensible that, you know, while the guidance and knowledge that comes from my coaches has been key, I haven't needed to be handheld. And I think that's part of what comes from doing something that is intuitive and simple.
And I think giving you the tools as well, like we talked about the tools, and I know there's sort of like layers of tools in the, you know, we've kind of been diving deep into emotional tools recently, but once you've got those tools, you can reuse them. And my aim isn't for people to be constantly thinking, oh, I have to always have coaching. My aim is to empower you to be able to apply it to yourself. Although obviously it's now a lifetime. So you can come whenever you want.
Yeah, well, now I just love it. Now it's, but I am still learning, still evolving, still learning that like it's life is always going to be like this.
Yeah.
Where I used to just be defeated I mean, I used to get, you know, I, like I said, I've been trying everything for the last like what, 5 years, everything. And I plug away, didn't see what I wanted to see immediately and quit. Start again, maybe see some results and quit. Like, this is for life. This feels real. These are real changes. They're concrete changes that I feel better. I mean, I just feel, I always thought I just, all I cared about was looking better. I feel so much better. And I'll never, I mean, how could I go back? Why would I go back?
I think as well, when you talk about life being like this, I think that's really interesting. And I think life stays the same. Life is always going to be like this. But when you've got coaching, your peaks, like, you manage to sort of accelerate more in those peaks so that they're more productive. You're getting more done. And then when it's a lower bit, you don't dive down so much because you've got that accountability. So actually your sort of middle line, instead of being here, is up here, and you've lifted everything up.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yes. And I guess by this, I meant that, like, you can't always just plan for things to, you know, so you've got to be, and yes, I feel definitely way more like I have now the tools to rebound. You know, so when life throws a curveball, that I can get back on track.
Perfect. Leah, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for chatting. Any last words of wisdom for people?
I can't stress enough how this is the best gift you can give yourself. I mean, when I think of myself before and after, and that I hesitated, I said, oh, it's so much money and it's such a commitment. And I don't regret anything. I'm just so grateful and so happy that I found you. So, do you remember I found you so by accident?
Yeah.
You know, what can I say? Serendipitous.
Perfect. On that note, thank you so much.
My pleasure.